one. And that is, say that with me, the kingdom, the power, and the glory. And you might wonder, how do you come up with messages, Clark? Well, I read the Bible, I look, but I also think about things. How would subjects fit into this series? And I was going another place this week, and then I sort of honed in on this. Amen? So let's see what we can unpack. See what we can find today. Let's go, Raj. Push me. Start at verse 9 with me. Verse 9. Say it with me. Would you go ahead and stand on up with me? Just stand on up. Well, you'll be fine. I know we don't do it every week, but you'll be fine. You'll see why. You'll see why. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, pray it with me, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Be seated if you would. Amen. Praise the Lord. Not that you had to stand to say that. You don't have to. Just thought it would be good for some of you. How many used to do that a lot in your life? Where you worship? That's what you did. Certainly nothing wrong with that, is there? No. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Amen. Say that with me. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Amen. So it's no surprise where we came up with the title. The kingdom, the power, the glory. Amen. For there to be a kingdom, there has to be a what? Say that with me. For there to be a kingdom, there has to be a... And watch this. It ain't you. And it ain't me. The church is full of people. I'm talking about the church in general, of people who think it's their little kingdom. You understand that? Yes or no? At this church, we love who? Jesus, and we love who? I don't know where, it ain't in there that this is your kingdom. Amen? Now, I want this to be your church. I want this to be the place where you come and you want to. And my prayer has been for, since we started the church at the high school, that this would become Inglewood's church. Amen? This is a non-denominational church, not hooked to any denomination. Amen? It's a local church. My goal, when I say Inglewood's church, I'm hoping one day, and we're getting closer as time goes on, but I want this to be the choice for people when they want to go to church in Inglewood, Florida. Amen? Come on. Why not? Why shouldn't I pray like that? Amen. If you had a business, wouldn't you want your business to be the most successful? Yes or no? Why wouldn't I? Well, as long as I'm just, you know, whatever. Well, that's not my personality, nor my character. I want this to be the strongest church. Strong on love. Strong on the gospel of Christ. Amen. Strong on being honest and real and not taking people for a ride. Amen. We got the makings of a lot of great things here to be what I'm asking the Lord to let us be. Amen. Y'all hear me or not? Amen. So this ain't Gary's church. I'm the pastor. Somebody's got to do it. And after me, there'll be somebody else. Amen. All right? And after you, there'll be somebody else. But it's just the way it is. But we want to build His kingdom. Yes or no? Amen. So, it's not me and ain't you. We ain't the king here. It's King who? What's His name? King who? One more time. King who? I'm not used to saying Jesus out loud. Well, that's your problem. He's the Son of the living God. Amen? He's the one who saved my sorry tail. Amen. Say. He's the one who's at the right hand of God the Father, where He ever lives to make intercession for me. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Say. That's why I pray in Jesus' name, not somebody else's name, not some generic name. His name is who? Jesus. Amen. Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Little song, it goes like this. Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, The only wise God be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Not my name. His name. He's the King. Amen. So we're just laying the groundwork, getting somewhere. Look what Revelation says. I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him was called Faithful and True. He won't call Gary Clark. Y'all get that, say? He was called Faithful and True. His name is Jesus. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire. On his head were many crowns, and had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed, say it with me, with a vesture dipped in what? Blood. And his name is called who? The Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. Say this verse with me, all of it. Help me now. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'm just trying to make the case up front. It's his kingdom. His name is King Jesus. God says, I've got this. He got the whole world in his hands. How many saw the movie Rocket Man? You ain't seen Rocket Man. You got to go get that video today. Has anybody seen Rocket Man? It's an old movie. It's older, like 15 years old. It is funny. He got the whole world. That's what he sings in the song. But anyway, you'll see it. Come on, go get the movie Rocket Man. Get ready to laugh. That sort of got a little guy part in there, too. It's sort of funny. So get ready to, like, oh, my God. But anyway, you'll see. Anyway. So, the kingdom, the power, and the glory belong to the who? And not to who? Let's say that as a church. It's just good for you to say that today. The kingdom, the power, and the glory belong to the and not to me. Amen. So, let's see what we can find. And I could just keep talking on and on in between here, but we're going to let it go a little bit today. So God says, I've got this. You can't handle this. You can't handle the kingdom. You can't handle the power. You can't handle the glory. For the best place for people to get glory in the world is the church. I'm telling you what, I mean, it's crazy. We don't come here to worship me, but we don't come here to worship you. Amen or oh me. But the way the church is so often structured, it almost leads to worship of certain people. Amen? And we don't want to structure our church that way. Amen? I'm no different than you. You're no different than me. Amen or oh me. Matter of fact, I say it often, you're probably better than me. You don't know the struggles I have. You don't know the things I go through. And I don't know the things you go through. But don't assume, oh, Pastor Gary's so much better than me. Why would you say that? I'm saved. That's what I am. Are you? Do you know Christ? If you die today, I'm going to heaven's where I'm going. Amen. He forgave my sins. Cast him as far as the east is from the west. That's why I am what I am. Not because of who I am. From Rockingham. Amen? No. Because of Jesus. Amen? No different. So, the power, the kingdom, the glory. Here's the problem. Here's the problem with that. Here's the problem with it. We want the kingdom, we want the power, and we want the glory. We do. It's in our nature, it's who we are, and that's our sinful nature. And you might say, well, I don't have a problem with that. I bet if we drilled down, you probably might. Or you've had some issues with it. If you don't have a problem with pride somewhere in your life, I mean, good for you. Good for you. Amen? These are some issues that we have. So God says, give this to me. So let's get a little wake-up call when we try to get the kingdom, when we try to have the power, when we try to want the glory. Amen? Power plays. How many were ever involved in a church where there was a real power grab for power, and it just destroyed the church? Let me just see some hands. There was some power issues going on inside the church body. Amen? You understand what I'm saying? Yes or no? Amen. So it can be an issue. And not just the church. And guys, this is not just on this side of the aisle. You can have problems in your life and struggles in your life, and you think you can handle it. And you can't. You don't have the power to do that. But God has the power to get you out of that mess. Do you see there's another side to this? Yes or no? Amen. Not just a pride issue. It can be an issue so often like I have. I can do it. I can handle it. I did that for years. And I would try harder and work harder, and I would hold it together, like I said in last week's message, but then it would all come tumbling down because I'd put it together with Band-Aids. But see, because I'm strong enough. Well, Gary wears on his arm now, for many years now, Jesus strong. You see it right there? Get you one today, free of charge. They run us about $1 at least. Get you one today, free. Jesus strong. Amen. It's the color of flesh, so I ain't bragging about it. I don't want anybody to really see it but me. Amen? Because Gary ain't strong enough. So this message has, it can go both ways. But there's a couple of scriptures I'm going to read to you. Just stories real quick. You think you want the glory? You can handle the glory? The power? A certain man named Ananias and Sapphira's wife sold a possession. The early church had just started. Christ had been crucified. People are being saved left and right. The church is off and running. But there's a lot of suffering, and they need funds and help. So they sold this possession, but they kept back part of the price. His wife also being privy to it. This guy brought a certain part and laid it down at the apostles' feet. Look at my offering. A lot of people want control through their money. Amen or oh me. What do we say at fellowship? If you can't give what? Then what? What am I saying? You don't run this place. Amen. You don't control this place. He runs this place. He controls this place. Amen. And if our offering's less, we'll get by on less. Give us this day our daily bread. Amen. That's how we run this joint. Amen. Yes or no? Not with somebody, me kowtowing, me smoozing up to somebody so I can get more money out of you. I don't think there's anybody in this room that could say Gary Clark smoozed up to me so he could get more money out of me. If you are, go ahead and stand up and tell your story. I'll bring you the mic. Did you hear me? Pretty strong, though, isn't it? That's tough. That's tough preaching. You don't normally hear that in church. Come on. This is not good to want glory with your money. So they laid it down at the apostles' feet. Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost to keep back part of the price of the land? They brought just part of the money. While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own power? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You've not lied to men, you've lied to God. They acted like they sold it for so much and gave, you know, they gave it all. I gave it all to Jesus because I'm special. But they held back part of it. Lied like a dog. But didn't tell nobody but each other. Except the Lord helped Peter understand it. Ananias, hearing these words, he fell down what? And he gave up to what? That means he's deader than a hammer. You give up the ghost, you might not believe in ghosts until you stop breathing. You're going to go, my ghost is gone. I hate to be ugly like that. My point is, it's just talking about life. He gave up his breath. Amen. And great fear, say fear, came on all them that heard these things. And the young men, whoop, they got up, they arose, they bound him up in cloth. They carried him out and buried him because that's the way they do it in Jewish culture. You dead, you buried that day. Now it's about the space of 3 hours. I've preached this message many times. I ain't doing it today. But his wife came along. I always say she was out shopping. She's at the mall. About 3 hours later, she comes. Because they had this thing all connected. They wanted to both have the glory. Say glory. She didn't know what would happen, though, because she'd been out at the mall. And Peter answered, tell me how much you sold the land for. And they had connived. Yeah, I sold it for this much. And she said, yay, for so much. Yeah, just like he said. and I can hear him going, wrong answer. Then Peter said unto her, how is it you've agreed together with your husband to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them that have buried your husband, they right out there at the door. You see their feet underneath the door right over there? That's their feet. They come in to get you and carry you out. And she fell down straightway at his feet, and she yielded up to what? Ghost gone. And the young men came in, found her dead, carried her forth, buried her by her husband. Say that last verse with me, because that's what needs to happen at the fellowship church. Say it with me. And great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these what? Yeah, but Pastor, this is America, and God doesn't do that anymore. I'm trying to help you at this church. Don't get God's glory. Did you hear me? Don't lie to the Lord about your giving. I'm going to give you that warning again. Say it with me. Don't lie to the Lord about your what? You will be in serious trouble. Not with me. What am I? I believe that Bible story. Y'all hear me, yes or no? And it's not about the amount given. It's about the heart, about the lying, stinking, glory-grabbing heart. Look at this one. This is the early church. I'm just throwing some stories up here. There was a certain man named Simon, not Peter, which before time in the same city he had used what? He was a demon joker. He bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself, say it with me, was some great. That gives us a little clue. To whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. Boy, you don't want nobody saying that about you. God might hear it. Amen, say. God gets all the glory, amen, all the power. To him they had regard, because that of a long time he bewitched them with his sorceries. And when they believed Philip's preaching, the good things concerning the what? The kingdom of God. And the name of who? Jesus Christ. They were baptized, both men and women. Now watch. And Simon himself did what? So the devil man, he believed. Good. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip. He started following the disciples, and he was growing, and he was beholding the miracles and the signs which were done. And when the apostles were at Jerusalem, heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they were so excited, and so they sent out who? Boy, the big guns are coming in. Amen. Peter and John's going out there and going to help them. Praise God. Who? When they were come down, they prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as he was fallen upon none of them, only those that were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then laid their hands on them that they would receive the Holy Ghost. You got to understand, the church is just starting. A lot of this I don't understand. And people try today to figure all this out. And I can't figure it all out. Amen. But these apostles had amazing, they were at an amazing time, and God used them in amazing ways. And when Simon saw through the laying on of the apostles' hands of the Holy Ghost, say it with me, he offered them what? He offered them what? So the devil man got saved. What trust that he did. But the devil man had still some trouble with the devil. Amen. How many of you got saved and you still had some trouble with the devil? Amen? Really? I mean, some of us still struggle big time. This man was no different. He said, give me this what? That on whomsoever I lay my hands, he can receive to what? That's what I see on TV a lot. Excuse me. It's craziness. But Peter said unto them, your money perish with thee, because you thought the gift of God could be purchased with your money. You have neither part nor lot in this matter. Your heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent of this wickedness. Pray to God if perhaps a thought of your heart could be forgiven you. For I perceive you're in the gall of bitterness. and in the bond of iniquity. Wow. Then answered Simon, he said, pray you the Lord for me, that none of those things you said come on me. He backed up quick, didn't he? Amen. That's just a wake-up call. I just thought I'd give you a couple of wake-up calls this morning. You okay? In case you want the glory. You want to play money games with God? You want to play power games with God? God says, mine is the kingdom. Mine is the what? And mine is the what? Pretty strong, isn't it? You're like, I can't believe he's mad this week. No, I ain't mad. I'm smiling. He right here. Because you know why? Because I know the Lord likes this. Look at this one. One more wake-up call. That church in Laodicea, the church in Revelation, there's seven churches mentioned, and the most affluent of all of them was the last one. The most affluent of all of them. Jesus says to the Laodiceans, these things says the Amen, the faithful and true, the witness, the beginning of the creation of God. This is Jesus speaking. I know your works. You're neither cold nor hot. I wish you were one or the other. You're just lukewarm. You're middle ground. You play in church. So then because you're lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Because you say it with me, I am what? I'm rich, increased with goods. I have need of what? Nothing. And you don't know that you wretched, you miserable, you poor, you blind, you naked. This is Jesus speaking. I counsel you to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that you may be what? The real riches you can only get from Jesus. Amen? And we confuse that when we don't have enough money sometimes, or we wish we had more. We don't realize maybe that pain, that struggle we went through, the thing that formed our character is far more valuable than our bank account. Amen? Yes or no? We're seeing that in our culture today, aren't we? We've gone after this and we've gone after that, but character's gone to pot. Amen or oh me? So buy me gold tried in the fire, that you may be rich, white raiment, that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness does not appear, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you might see. Amen? So just a couple of wake-up calls. Push me, buddy. There we go. Now, that's just some wake-up calls. Let's look at the message real fast. Just some points real quick today. Are y'all awake with me or not? Okay. Here we go. I believe you. Here we go. The kingdom, the power, and the glory. So I've got 3 points. Say three. The kingdom, the power, the glory. How hard is this? It's the end of the Lord's Prayer. You can remember this, right? The kingdom, the power, the glory. It is. Number one, the kingdom. The kingdom is who? Kingdom's God's. And I've wrote these words right here, written these words. Say it with me. I ain't. Look what I did. Look at my house. Look at my deal. Look at my plant. Look at blah, 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 blah. I ain't smart enough. I ain't smart enough for the Lord to bless Fellowship Church like He's blessed us. I ain't smart enough to be married 28 years, to be left, hurt, deeply killed me. I ain't smart enough to dig myself out of that hole. You hear me, yes or no? You fill in the blank in your life. You look at your life. Don't you take credit for that. I think it's very wise to say, yours is the kingdom, Lord. I ain't smart enough. Here's what the Bible says. For by Him, the Him is Jesus. For by Jesus were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible, invisible. Can you do that? Whether they be thrones, dominions, principalities, or powers, all things were created by Him and for who? Him. He's before all things and by Him all things what? The Word is held together. He holds all things together. He's the head of the body, the church, not you and me. Did you see that, yes or no? Don't fall prey to this kind of thinking. That's opposite of what the Scripture is teaching. Who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, that in him, he might have the what? Preeminence, a big old word, baby. The glory, the honor, the praise, give it to him. For it pleased the Father that in him should all this fullness, what? Dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, Jesus, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say whether there be things in earth or things in heaven. This is his kingdom. Amen? Give him that credit. The kingdom is God's. I ain't smart enough. God owns everything. He's before all things that Scripture taught us. He's created all things. He upholds all things. He's above all things. He knows all things. He rules all things. Amen. Are y'all listening today? God says, you think you can handle the kingdom? You think you can do what I do? That's crazy, isn't it? This would be good at a big leadership pastor's conference. Amen. Y'all think y'all can do all this? God owns everything. It's my message. I wrote it. Here it is. God owns me. If you believe that, say that. God owns. He owns me. That's quite a statement, isn't it? God owns me. How about you start your everyday like that? God, you own me. When this power thing starts raising its head in your life, whether to glory or to do this or to think you can't, you own me, Lord. What? Know you not your body's the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God? You're not your own. You're not your own. Isn't that what the Bible says? You're not your own. Say it with me. You are bought with a what? Therefore, do what? Glorify who? In your what? Body. And in your spirit, which are who? God's. You own me, Lord. You own my time. Any breath I get, he's giving it to me. You own my plans. Well, I'll do this. I'll build bigger barns, the Bible says. This night, fool. Your soul's going to be required of you. Then who's all that mess that going to be that you done made plans for? God owns my money. God owns my life. God owns my what? Everything. It's amazing. And I just speak from my own personal experience. It's amazing how hard life can be at times and how you can even lose everything. And when you put your trust in the Lord, in a short period of time, he can restore everything you lost. And guys, I'm not bragging. I'm a living testimony to what was taken from me, the Lord has restored to me. And we didn't do it by conniving or trying to get big offerings to give to the preacher. None of that crap. Excuse me. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? It's amazing. This is incredible. Every good gift and perfect gift is from above. I recommend that you memorize this verse. Every good gift, perfect gift is from above. It comes down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Every good thing I have, God gave us at this church. Amen? He gave us this. He gave us this. He gave us this little box thing. He gave me the remote I'm looking at right there. He gave me this. I'm a lunatic, ain't I? I never want anybody to come to Fellowship Church and leave thinking they did it. They get the credit. You ever heard me say God gets all the what? He loves hearing that. Amen. I'm convinced he loves hearing that. Amen. He's a good God. So, number one, the kingdom is God's. I ain't smart enough to do all this kingdom stuff or make all this or run my... I can't do it. Number two, the power is God. Say it with me. The power is... So, the kingdom is God, the power is God. Say that one with me. I ain't what? Jesus strong. You see that? I ain't what? How many said before in your life, there is no way I'm going to make it through this mess? Let me see your hand. There's no stinking way I'm going to make it through this mess. How many would look back and say, guess what? I made it through the mess. How many would say, I was weak as all weak could be. I could not be any weaker than I was. Let me see some hands. There's no way. Do you see how much glory that gives God? Amen. When you talk to Him like that. So the power is God's. By His power, I'm saved. By His power, I'm saved. For by grace you're saved through faith. That not of your who? It's a gift of God, not of works, fool. That's what the Bible says. Plain English. Don't think that. By His power, I what? Look at me, I serve the Lord. Yeah, you serve Him. He ain't empowering you. By His power, I serve the Lord. Jesus came and spoke unto them. Say it with me. All power is given unto me. Now, that's the all power is in Jesus. And He told the disciples, you go therefore, now you teach all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, here's the power. Lo, I am with who? Always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. By His power I serve. By His power I live. I love this scripture. For in Him, say it with me. Good, man, this is great. For in Him we live and move and have our being. That's a great scripture. As certain also of your poets have said, for we are also His offspring. But the point is, we in Him we live. I love this scripture. Say it with me. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. Now watch this. And the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Isn't that powerful? For me to live is what? To die is what? Even death. Even death ain't got a hold on me. Amen? When I die one day, I graduate. Amen? To be absent from the body is to be present with who? The Lord. You're dead. Your life is hid with who? When Christ, who's our life, shall appear, you're going to appear with Him in glory. Wow. Amen. Got to quit. Come on. The kingdom, the power, and the glory. Number three. So, the kingdom is God's. I ain't what? Smart enough. The power is God's. I ain't what? And the glory is God's. I ain't what? That's why it stinks so bad when in the church we have people that want glory. It just stinks. Because you know what? You ain't good enough. You ain't good enough for me to worship you. And I could get real graphic. There's still some pretty nasty things that come out of your body. Excuse my graphicness. You understand? Yes or no? We don't worship each other. Yes or no? Amen. Did you get my drift here today? Amen. Don't worship me. Are you kidding me? No. I ain't good enough. Gary ain't good enough for you to worship. Thank God I'm good enough for Him to love. Amen. Because all I had to do was be lost. I'm pretty good at that. Amen. A sinner. I'm pretty good at that. I'm not good enough to get the glory here. As it's written, there's none righteous, no, not one. There's none that understands. There's none that seeks after God. What? They're all gone out of the way. They're all together become unprofitable. There's none that does good, no, not one. This is how God looks at us. I've been looking. There ain't too many good ones now, and I ain't found one yet. Nope. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. God hath chosen the what things? Foolish things of the world to confound the wise. He's chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Base things of the world, things that are despised, God chooses. Yea, things that are not, to bring to naught the things that are. That no flesh should what? In its what? I've watched it over the years, and I got a hush. But I've watched it in church leadership. So often we pick the guy with this ability and this talent and this degree and this, that, and the other. And we think he'd be the best one for that position. I've watched it blow up time and time again. God chooses the servant. God chooses the humble. You won't believe how many times people have told me at this church with tears in their eyes, big men, said, I never got to serve the Lord before. Big men! You'd never expect a tear to come out of their eye. But they're so honored because they've always been looked over. Because they didn't have this degree or this talent or that whatever. God's looking for the humble. You hear me? Yes or no? He's looking for the base things, the weak things, the things that people despise so that He can get all the what? But of Him you're in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, say this part with me, He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Let's take a quick poll again. How many of you just absolutely cannot believe how God has blessed you? Let me see your hand. I just can't believe it. Can we thank Him for that? Come on, let's just praise Him. I can't believe it. How many would be like me? I can't believe it because I know me. How many would raise your hand and say, I can't believe it because I know me? Isn't that awesome? But you short-circuit everything when you want the kingdom, the power, and the glory. There's a joy that comes over us when we give Him the king, when we let it, it's His kingdom, it's His power. There's a joy that comes over us. Amen? And it's relaxing too, guys. It's relaxing to know I can't control the kingdom. Amen. Oh, how relaxing is that? Amen. Whew. Whether therefore ye eat, say it with me, or drink, or whatsoever you do, say it loud, do all to the glory of God. That's why when I'm in a restaurant, I'm eating, baby. I eat a lot. And I'm real careful to pray. What? So other people can see me? If they want to look, look. But whether I drink, whether I eat, whatsoever I do, give glory to the Lord. Amen. One thing I love about our football team, I love it. It's been something that happens there. I love it. We pray. We don't want the kids to get out there and get hurt, do we? Yes or no? Say. Yes or no? We want them to give their best, give their all. Amen? We don't want them to blow off the handle and pop some kid upside the head with a fist. Do we want that? Yes or no? We want them to tackle the referee? No! We better pray for them. Amen. Say. Because they're little warriors is what they are. It's a good thing to pray. Amen or oh me. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing to pray and to give the Lord the credit and the glory. Amen. It's a good thing to teach people. Let's say this one more time. Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, only Him, be what? Glory, honor and glory for what? Ever and ever. Amen. And we close the message, Raj, I hope, with this little point. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. But we missed one word. Amen. Now that's the big granddaddy of them all. You can say this to the cows come home. That word means, oh, by the way, amen's the last word in the Lord's Prayer. Also, amen is the last word in the what? In the Bible. Amen is found 150 times in the Bible. Now, that's not counting when Jesus said, verily, verily, truly, truly. That's the same word also. Amen means what? Amen means what? Now, that's the kicker right there. The amen on the end. It's what God says in His Word, what I've laid out for you today. Is your response, so be it. So be it, Lord. Yours is the kingdom. So be it, Lord. Yours is the power. So be it, Lord. Yours is the glory. I don't want none of it. Amen? Yes or no? Is that your answer?
God says, I've got this. I'm telling you. He said, I've got this one. You better let me have this one because you can't handle it. Let's praise the Lord. Amen. Come on. Praise the Lord for His word this morning. Amen. Boom. Good word today. Good word. Listen.